Leaders of Idaho's Democratic Party picked their next chairman last Saturday. 67-year-old Burt Marley of McCammon replaces Larry Kank, who resigned earlier this year for health reasons. Marley is a former teacher and state lawmaker. He lost the lieutenant governor's race last fall by 30 percentage points. Democrats, in fact, lost all five statewide races. Marley spoke to KBSX yesterday from party headquarters in Boise. Our Scott Graff asked him why, considering the party's recent struggles, was he interested in the job?
Well, there's probably a number of reasons, but I think the thing that that I'm most excited about is, you know, we're growing. We're moving in the right direction. You know, it's not as fast as I would like to see it, but we're making progress. You know, we continue to grow, we continue to make gains, and I think we're kind of at a tipping point here in Idaho, and I think we're going to see us continue to grow. I think, polling has showed that people are trending towards Democrats. You know, it just looks like a good time to be involved and try to move it forward.
We are, 9 months removed from a clean sweep by the GOP in all five of the statewide races last year, including what many in the Democratic Party saw as a very winnable superintendent of public schools race. So I think there are a lot of people who might hear that message of optimism and say, wait a minute, it wasn't that long ago that that happened. How do you reconcile those two things?
Well, I think there's a couple of things we can look at. And one is, the race between Jana Jones and Sherry Ybirra Democrats got almost 50%. That was a really, really close race. You know, people talk about, say Democrats are dead because they didn't elect somebody statewide. I think that's crazy. I think there were still a lot of people that voted Democratic. I think it's going to continue to grow. I think that race is an example that we had really good quality candidates, and I think we're going to continue to make progress.
There's a lament I've heard amongst Democrats in the state of Idaho that, no matter the candidate that the party runs out to run against the Republican, that a lot of voters in Idaho will just simply look for the candidate who happens to have the R by their name. How do you get people who've done that perhaps for years to stop and take a closer look at the Democratic candidate on a ballot?
Well, that one's a little tougher question. I'll give you that. I think it goes back to we just have to keep sharing our message and keep, I think we have a lot of strength here, and I think we're going to be able to keep moving people to look at Democrats. And you're right. People tend to just vote the way they've always voted. And I think we're in a position to start having people stop and take a good look at our candidates. And as that happens, and it's a transition, but we continue to make progress in that area. I think we'll continue to do it to where people are going to stop and say, I'm an independent. And I think Idahoans are mostly independent who have tended to be leaning one direction more than the other. But I think that's trending away, and I think we're going to see, more and more people stop and look at the individual candidates and say, this guy makes more sense, and I'm going to vote for him.
Before we let you go, from a nuts and bolts standpoint, things that you can actually, talk about in concrete details, what are you going to do that maybe past leaders of the party have not done as successfully?
Well, I'm going to just have to say right up front, I think most of our leaders in the past have been fairly successful, and they've been hardworking chairs and have done a good job. But I'm hoping, one, that we continue, that I'm able to help us continue to grow, that we continue to focus on our message, and that we continue to work with our Democrats to continue to move our agenda forward. And I think we're, like I say, I'm excited because I see this change. I see this tipping point coming, and we're gonna continue to make gains, and people are gonna continue to look at the message that we have and the people that we have running. I'm really pretty optimistic about the future, and I think my job is going to be to help facilitate the people that are running, working with our staff, our Democrats all over the state, you know, to energize people and, you know, kind of keep us focused on what the end game is here, and that's to elect more Democrats in the state of Idaho.
That's newly elected Idaho Democratic Party Chairman Bert Marley speaking with our Scott Graff.